In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Every year we celebrate Christmas, and every year the church places before us a familiar scene, a child born in humility, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. You will see it if you look at our church Christmas tree. For the first time this year, you would see it in my front lawn. I finally bought a nice nativity set. It took me this long because I think I didn't want to cheapen Christmas by making it just another lawn ornament. But that's not the nativity set's problem. That's my problem, and that's your problem. And our job today, as we celebrate Armenian Christmas, as every day, is to not let the familiarity of Christmas, the familiarity of our faith, deaden the challenging and glorious good news of Christmas, the Avetis, the good news that the eternal God enters human history, not in power or glory, but in vulnerability, to lift up the entire world. The creator of heaven and earth comes quietly, almost unnoticed. And the Armenian church reminds us today that this birth isn't sentimental and it isn't symbolic. Trees, gifts, nativity sets, these are just things. Christmas is the turning point of history. Astvadza Haitnutyun means the revelation of God into the world, theophany, when God pours himself into his broken creation, filling and fulfilling what was lost. Before Bethlehem, humanity waited. After Bethlehem, humanity is invited. Christmas, then, is far more than a baby shower or a birthday celebration. It is the bold declaration that out of love, grace, God chooses to dwell with us and within us to reveal his mission to restore what was broken and lost. Christ made his way to us so we could find our way back to him. Jesus was baptized, as we celebrate today, and lived a life like no other, and we've been called to baptism and to live our greatest life in him. For centuries before Christ, the prophet spoke of this day. And in today's reading, Isaiah prophesies, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son." And when the prophecy was fulfilled, God sent invitations, clear, unmistakable signs. A star, right, guided the wise men. Angels appeared to the shepherds. Heaven itself leaned toward earth. God did not force his way in, though he invited. Yet the gospel tells us something that is deeply challenging to us. When Christ was born, there was no place for him. Bethlehem was full. People were busy. Life was demanding. And so the Son of God was born in a manger, in an inn, in the stable. Not because people were cruel, but because they were distracted. That nativity scene in my yard is hard to see, not because my neighbors are cruel or irreligious. It's because there's a dozen inflatable Santa Clauses, elves, and reindeers, and Jesus is lost in the shuffle. And if we're not careful, we will lose him too. This detail of no room in the inn is preserved for us because it describes not only Jesus' birth into history in Bethlehem, but his desire to be born in every generation that has followed. If Christmas is really Christmas, Astvadza Haitnutyun, the ongoing revelation of Almighty God in hearts and minds and souls, we're confronted with a question. Is there room for Christ in our lives, or is he crowded out by everything else? Remember, He does not force his way. He invites. He invites the shepherds down from the fields to Bethlehem, the wise men to follow a star. And the invitation that started it all, the invitation to Mary to bear the Savior of the world. You've heard people say, that's the best decision I ever made. Mary's decision was literally the best decision ever made. Mary making room for the Messiah in the heart, soul, mind, and body, and from her spreading through the known world. That's why she gazes at us from every Armenian church altar. The invitation is ongoing, and it begs a response. Saying yes to that invitation was not easy for Mary. It certainly wasn't easy for Jesus, and it will not be easy for us, at least at times. Our society offers no room at the inn, hardly any room at all for Jesus, but it's up to us to make the room. We must be bold in our decisions to seek, follow, and share the truth, but of course we can only share something if we have it first. That's where today's reading offers us strength. Because we're not promised anywhere that being a Christian is easy. We are promised something greater than ease, God's presence. Isaiah's prophecy of the coming Messiah gives him a new name under ever uttered, Emmanuel, which as you know means God is with us. So though we must say yes to God's invitations, when we do say yes, we're not alone in fighting the good fight of a life lived for good, for beauty, and truth. I am with you always, Jesus promises, even to the end of the age. And so, as we reflect one last time on the Christmas holidays and the tradition of the Armenian Church, let's not allow familiarity of Christmas to deaden its impact, life-changing impact. Christmas is a birthday celebration, but it is so much more. It's the shocking reality that Almighty God has chosen to pour himself into his broken creation, filling and fulfilling what was lost, and leading us to a kingdom which is not of this world. This invitation has been made. This invitation still stands. This response, the response is ours to make room for Christ in our worlds. Today on Armenian Christmas and every day, now and always, and unto the ages of ages, Amen. Christos tsanav yevhaitnetsav, ortnyale haitnutunin Christos si, zezi mezi metzavetis, Christ is born and revealed, blessed is the revelation of God.